And our next story also comes from Charlotte. It's the first in a series of reports on how small businesses have weathered the recession. Small businesses haven't received bailouts, and banks are still reluctant to lend to them. So these entrepreneurs have to rely on their wits and hard work to keep their companies alive. Today, Julie Rose of member station WFAE in Charlotte has the story of a construction company owner who is taking care of her workers even as she's laying them off.
A year and a half ago, Katie Tyler had 35 employees in the kind of office space problem small business owners love.
We had every single one of these places filled, and we were looking at how do we get more people in here.
Today, there's plenty of room for more workers. She just doesn't have any work for them to do.
This was a accounts payable clerk, one of our cutbacks.
Before the recession, Tyler's small construction firm had $32 million in annual revenues. But business dropped dramatically in the spring of last year. Tyler pulled the plug on all discretionary spending and temporarily stopped taking a salary. She cut employee pay by 10%.
And then we said, okay, it's still not enough. What's next? The way we got to the attached unemployment was simply saying, how can we make this be as painless for possible for people that we really want to bring back, but we don't have any current work for?
Attached unemployment is when a company files the weekly paperwork for the people it's laid off, so their unemployment checks come faster. Last year, 2.5% of unemployment claims fit this category nationwide. Traditionally, manufacturers have used attached unemployment, but now more small businesses are using it because it feels like a nicer way to treat employees. Katie Tyler's even spending thousands of dollars a month to pay health insurance for her laid-off workers.
Of course, we'd be in a better financial position if we weren't paying that, but for me, it's never been just about the money.
I've been with Tyler, too, probably for about 4 years and a few months.
This is Gerson Lopez. Since April, he's been on and off the payroll 3 times. At the moment, he's back, installing video projectors and screens in a client's office.
This is the one we're doing here.
He's doing a final check of the equipment.
This project is completed after today.
And then what for you?
After this job, I was told we bid it on 9 new jobs. If we didn't win or were any of those jobs, it would be layoff again.
Tyler, too, specializes in interior construction, which is a niche that's in pretty good shape. As companies downsize, they need to rearrange their space. But Katie Tyler says competition is intense, since home builders who've never done this kind of work before are trying to get in on the business.
Right now, my crystal ball says this is as good as it's going to get for a while.
Tyler's already had to cut 3 workers permanently, and 6 others have been out on attached unemployment at least once. Tyler calls them weekly with updates. Few have made a serious effort to find new jobs. Nick Willman says he's not ready to let go of Tyler, too.
This is the job that I want. You know, I kind of felt like if I got another job, then I'd lose this one. And so, you know, I didn't look for a new job as much as I should have.
Then again, it's not like many construction companies are hiring right now. And if there's one thing Katie Tyler's employees have in common, Willman says they're loyal.
I am. Without a doubt, she's been very loyal to me. She's been very upfront about everything. I know that she's doing everything that she can right now to keep everybody employed. I mean, I don't know what else to ask for.
After all, he still thinks of himself as a Tyler 2 employee, even when he's not receiving a paycheck. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
And tomorrow, a husband and wife who sell furniture for kids cut expenses to the bone to keep the company going.